Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors,
the Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Etchels!
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Nobody socks it to us like Amy Socarellis.
Wokes, it's Nancy Oakes.
Don't return to sender, it's Lauren Fender.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
He makes us squee, it's Richie D.
Ashley Schiavone, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch. Higher than high res, it's Lauren Perez.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay? Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers,
she ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
Oops, she did it again, it's Brittany Montano.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's take off with Tamala Plain.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Always ready for Nicole Passeretti.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy.
It's Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Is a frog's ass watertight? It's Rose and Sadie.
No one can do it like Andrea Jewett.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Let's give them a kissa. It's Austin and Marissa.
Nancy, cease and desisto.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
I take the fifth with Dana Smith.
We love you guys.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast for all of that crap we just love to watch on Bravo. It's me, Ronnie. And that's Ben over there. Hi, Ben, Junior Noon.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What's going on with you?
I'm just freshly invigorated from this week's Vanderpump Rules episode. That's what's happening. It was a fun one. I'm glad.
Everybody, welcome to the Vanderpump Rules Day. A couple little announcements. Come see us on our other shows, or listen to us, rather. I do the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast, which is covering Listen to Your Heart and Too Hot to Handle. And Ben is doing the Game Brain podcast and the Real Housewares of Kitchen Island on YouTube, so go check those out. And we are going to do a Crappens Live Quarantine this Friday night for Real Housewives of New York City. We're going to do a pre-show on Instagram at 6, and then we're going to move over to the Watch What Crappens on Demand over on our Patreon, which is at the $5 level. We're going to be doing that at 6:30 p.m. Pacific time. So come join us for those. Those are always really fun. And we've got a couple of small business shout-outs to do today. Go support your fellow Geraldines who are struggling right now during this crazy time. You want to start it off, Ben?
Sure. This one's from Susanna. Her friend Charis is a dancer and a Pilates teacher, and does privates and duets over Zoom, and also teaches a great class every Sunday at 10 a.m., 1 p.m., 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. It's a pay for what you can get with a suggested fee of $5 or $10, and all are welcome. It's called Pilates by Charis. That's PilatesByCharis. Charis is Charis, like CHARIS.com. And our Instagram is at Pilates by Charis. I'll just stick with that one. Actually, Susanna has a bunch. We'll come back to them over the week. But for right now, let's start with Pilates with Charis.
Go over to Arawak Farm. They are a family-owned brand of pepper sauces. They do spicy fruit spreads as well, and dry rubs. And they're inspired by family traditions. Their mission is to offer all natural ingredients while being vegan, gluten-free, low sodium, and low sugar. They use real ingredients for real flavor, and all the ingredients are sourced and manufactured in Northern California. Okay, they can be used on meat, vegetables, even though they're vegan, and even in mixed drinks. Arawak Farm is the next generation in spicy condiments. So go visit Arawak Farm. That's A-R-A-W-A-K K-F-A-R-M, people.
Wait, and since you did mention a farm, I would be remiss if I did not mention that Susanna also, when she said, okay, I've got a small business shout out, but she said she also has a recipe, and I was reading it while you were saying that, and I'll just share it real quickly because it looks really good. She says it's a healthy recipe that is actually super fucking delicious. You roast or nuke a sweet potato and scoop out the flesh so you have 1 cup of mash, then melt 10 ounces of dark chocolate and into 1 can of full-fat coconut milk, and then mix it all together into a pudding consistency. You can do this in a blender or by hand, and then you freeze it, and it becomes the most magical no-churn ice cream type thing. I like that. An ice cream type thing. Or eat at room temperature, which is how she likes it best, but she says it's great with cinnamon and cayenne. So there's a fun, healthy thing. So get your sweet potatoes from the farm and then make this funny thing that Susanna suggests.
Well, there you go, everybody. All right, so here we are with some Vanderpump Rules. Today's episode is called Mercury's in Gatorade.
That's for sure. That's for sure. I really like this episode because it got me really angry. And I feel like the past 2 or 3 episodes of Vanderpump Rules have been a little dull. Classic, mid-season footage cobbled together to fulfill an episode order by Bravo. But this week we had some good stuff going on.
Yeah, it was a fun episode. And then, you know, we also get an amazing Trixie song. I do it for the money. I do it for the thrill, yeah. And it's people waiting tables. Like, nobody does. Nobody waits tables for the thrill. Okay, Trixie, back it down.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thrill was seeing Brett change things up this week and sort of road test a kind of a French poodle look with his hair. He's decided to not have product in about 85% of his scenes this week, so he just has this big curly mess that just hangs into his eyes like the worst French poodle you've ever seen. And I don't know.
He has product in his hair.
Yeah.
don't listen to him. He looks like a Fantastic Sam's poster. You know, when you're like getting your hair cut at Fantastic Sam's, they have like hair models. And he's like, yeah, look at my natural curls. Yeah, right.
Yeah, it was just a lot. It was a lot of look. And it didn't really work, in my opinion.
No, it didn't really work. But he's like that sad girl at school who's not getting attention. So he's like, look, I have curly hair today. It's like, you still suck, okay?
The sad girl in school who shows up in curly hair one day.
Yeah. Like, sorry, but you still suck, okay?
Yeah, he's still probably jealous of every girl who got to go to the Bahamas and came back with braids. He's like, I want to be that girl.
Yeah. So Dana's like signing in on their computer. New computer systems. Love it. Hope you stayed with Squirrel, mm-hmm. guys. And yeah. he comes in with a new perm, LOL. And so Ariana is behind the bar, and Danica goes up to talk to her, and she's like, how are you? So we might be sending some tickets over here because Jax is going to be an hour late. And she's like, why? I don't understand why he's going to be an hour late. She's like, I don't understand how he gets away with half the things he gets away with.
Like, I bet that if he pushed Brett Willis, he probably would not get suspended. So I don't understand it. Mm-hmm. At which point Brett comes up to them and they're like, wow, your hair is really curly. He's like, yeah, you know, when I'm chill with my hair, this is what it does. And my mom's always like, get that hair out of your face. Get that hair. Let the world see your beautiful tropical fish face. But sometimes you got to cover it up with the curl.
Yeah, there's a fish in your bushes.
It's literally like the clownfish hiding in the whatever you call it. I don't know how to say it. Enemy. That's what he is. Whatever that sound is, that's what his face is hiding in. His hair is the abnema and his face is the clownfish.
Sheena goes to try to be nice to Dana, which, by the way, just stop. Dana hates you, okay? Just stop trying to be nice to her. She's going to fuck you over every chance she gets. Just stop being nice to Dana, okay?
Yeah.
So she's like, how are you? She's like, good, how are you? God, I think I told you we went to Palm Springs this weekend, man, bro.
Yeah. And Dana's like, oh, was it as good as gold? No, actually, it's a new song called One More Time. It's like an R&B baby-making song. It's kind of like a new thing for me, like R&B, you know, unless we're talking about, like, Rob and Brett. R&B.
I will say, when he agreed to do this, like, I mean, like, this was months ago, and I know you guys, like, kind of a thing about this thing months ago, and it's art.
And she's like, what the fuck? This is the second guy I like that Sheena has taken to Palm Springs. Like, what the fuck? What happens in Palm Springs? Listen, Dana, you don't get to just show up on a show and try to, like, date everybody on it just so you can have scenes and then get mad that the girl who's been here longer than you is trying to do it as well, okay? It's a limited pool here, lady.
And don't act like you're the victim here, Dana. These poor guys are the ones who had to sit in a car with Sheena for 2.5 hours driving out to Palm Springs and would probably have stopped at the outlets.
Yeah. So, you want to call it the Sheena thirsty? He's the one who drove to Palm Springs just so he could get a little, like, just so he can get some extra likes for his YouTube, okay?
Yeah, and based on the footage that we saw, this all took place on inside, maybe on a soundstage, so there wasn't even a need to go to Palm Springs. Like, I didn't see any windmills, I didn't see any classic Palm Springs geographical landmarks. So he was the idiot who decided to drive two and a half hours away to shoot a video he could have shot on La Brea.
I just assumed they were doing this in her bedroom in Palm Springs.
They could have done it in Marina Del Rey. How about that? So, which is actually probably worse. So, sorry out there to the person on Twitter who keeps getting mad at me every time I side with Stassi on how far away Marina Del Rey is. Actually, we got someone mad because we talked so badly about Culver City a few weeks ago. Did you see that? Someone tweeted us very angrily.
She's like, Culver City is way cooler. Hollywood's only cool to people who are transplants. Well, A, I am a transplant.
I'm a transplant.
And B, I live in West Hollywood. Ben is a loser who lives in Hollywood, okay? I live in West.
I'm a transplant, so it is cool to me. You know, we always have the controversial hot takes here on Crappins. So anyway, Sheena's like, yeah, so this video was like, oh my God, we were like, you know, like, we just turn on the bedroom eyes because, like, we're actors and, like, we're like, we have fun with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, you want to see some footage? It's like raw footage. You can't, like, hear anything, but it's like raw footage, you know? It's like really professional raw footage.
This is right before the dingo ate my baby. I'm like, Sheena, stop acting like you're fucking Meryl Streep over there. The whole episode, she's like, guess what? I'm an actor.
We shot it all in black and white, but then I wore red for one scene. It was like a really serious video.
So she shows her this footage, and Dana's like, wow, well, you're full-on doing it there. She goes, yeah, there's a part where he snapped my bra, and it, like, came off.
She's like, are you topless? I might be. I mean, like, I'll do anything with the craft, you know what I'm saying? Like, even Holly Hunter had to do it in the piano, which is basically a sequel to that.
And Dana's like, I don't even know what to say. Like, I am so uncomfortable. Okay, lady who invites people to her stand-up shows.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to say you feel uncomfortable.
Stand-up shows in, like, a bar in NoHo.
Yeah, okay. Open mics in NoHo. Like, you're not open the one who gets to say you're uncomfortable.
The Federal, or whatever it's called. The Federalist, the Nationalist, the whatever it is. So anyway, then we see...
Wow, you just changed this plot line.
You know, the stand-up night at, like, Nazi headquarters? So... So then Tom Sandoval and Jax go to a sneaker cleaning place called Hype the Hype.
No, it's called Wipe the Hype.
Oh,
and
Wipe
it's spelled
W-Y-P-E. I think I've seen it on Melrose. Yeah. I think I've driven by out of Melrose and been like, what the fuck is that?
Oh, that totally looked like a Fairfax place to me, but what do I know?
It could have been. Honestly,
just a,
like,
transplant. What do I know?
Melrose and Fairfax. There's a fine line.
Yeah.
Technically, there's an intersection between them. Either way, they go in there, and Tom, they're there to get their sneakers cleaned. And they're like, I think it was Jax who asked, but I could be wrong because I didn't write it down, about, like, what their, like, proprietary methods are for cleaning. And the guy's like, no, sorry, we don't give that out because it's, you know, our business. It's basically. And then Jax rolls his eyes like he's so above all this. And then it turns out he has a giant crate of sneakers. I'm like, don't act like this is the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard. And you are the one toting, like, a U-Haul of sneakers here.
Oh, my God, Jax. And I just have to point this out because it's just so fucking Jax, okay? Sandoval's like, yeah, I found this place online. And Jax goes, yeah, if my dad was alive, he'd say, yeah, get some comment. You'll be, Jax, we get it. Okay, we fucking get it.
That.
It's almost like he's going to go into this just saying my dad and depression, which he's learned from Ariana, to get away with everything that's about to transpire in this show.
Yeah, exactly. And it just occurred to me, I didn't even put the two and two together, that in the beginning of the episode, he gets mad at Ariana for being able to like blame everything on depression. And then at the end of the show, he blames everything on vague mental issues.
Yeah.
I didn't even put that together until right now.
He hears it from her and he's like, well, Tom says that that's acceptable. So I'm depressed. So yeah. Everybody has to forgive me.
Also, if your dad were alive and he would say, use some Comet, then fucking use the Comet. Spare us the time. I mean, we don't need to see you here at this sneaker shop.
Yeah, hopefully your dad would say, stop buying so many fucking sneakers. How about that? How about, like, save for your future, son?
Your dad would probably say, so, how did your mom enjoy the wedding?
Oh, he'd say, so, do you have that money that you owe me? Okay, so, Jack's like, well, I haven't had any sudden urge to hang out with Sandoval lately, because I don't think he's been a very good friend to me. And then we see the pastor fights of the past. The past pastor fights.
With Tom Sandoval deigned to be like, dude, why do you have this pastor? You know, you got to think about these things. When he deigned to challenge Jax on something leading up to his wedding.
Yeah. So he's like, but, you know, I need to get my sneakers cleaned. And why not let Tom Sandoval pay for the gas? And he just keeps saying Tom Sandoval over and over again. I think that's his way of, like, distancing himself. He's like, he's not my real friend, so I'm just going to say Tom Sandoval over and over again. Double name.
Yeah, seriously. So then, of course, Jax's credit card is declined. And he's like, oh, man, this always happens. And we see, like, an actual montage of his credit card being declined over the years, which is sad. If you have a montage, it's not sad for, like, a real-life person. It's just sad if you're, like, on TV and you have enough times that there's a montage, and hey, they could have thrown in like the felony shoplifting, right? Along with that. That's just bad.
Yeah. He's like, hey, sneaker guy, I'm a little older now, married. My dad would ask me, should I keep the tags on my shoes? Is that cool now? And the guy's like, I take my tags off personally, stupid. So... so Jackson immediately is like, all right, so I went to Kristen's and helped her cut the grass. It's like immediately on to shit talking everybody, you know,
immediately.
It's like, so I went to Kristen's to help her cut grass, and you know, she involves everybody in a relationship for a year, but then we all know about the other guys, Kristen. All right, we all know about the other guys.
Yeah. And at this point, I didn't even realize he was actually trying to like jumpstart a conversation about this whole situation we learned about later in the episode, which gets really dropped out of nowhere, which I really appreciate. But then when Tom doesn't bite, then Jax then tries to kind of turn it on to Tom. He's trying to get a rise out of Tom, and he's kind of like, he's like, yeah, man, I mean, like, you know how, like you and Ariana, like what's going on with you guys? Like, is everything okay with you guys? Like, I kind of noticed, like, I don't know, like, everything fine. Like, dude, we've never been better. It's like, but, like I've noticed that, like, you know, she makes a bunch of backhanded comments. You know what I'm saying? You know, she's, like, not a great girlfriend, not really supportive. Everything okay? You seem like you guys have a lot of tension. You guys are basically falling apart, right? You guys are miserable, right?
No, none of that's true. He's like, yeah, backhanded compliments. He's like, no, bro, you know, we don't really, like, name call or anything. And he goes, oh, really? So you've never said you're being a bitch right now, stupid. And he's like, no.
No.
And he's like, really? Because I think she's been a bitch many times. It's like, fuck you, dude. My God.
I know, how rude.
It's like, you don't verbally abuse your girlfriend. Here, let me do it for you, you know?
Yeah, and if Tom Sandoval ever said something like that about Brittany to Jax, oh, but you'd never hear the end of it. Like, Tom just hasn't been supportive of me. Tom, da-da-da. Like, it's just, like, Jax is so overboard this episode, which is what he always is. It's just that the editors finally had time to just, like, show us, remind us how terrible he is, right?
Yeah. So Sandoval's like, you know, Jax, I'm going to give you some really good advice, dude. I know people come after you and question you, but, like, sometimes it's good to just stand back and not be responsive. And he's like, oh, no. I'm 100% bad at that. No, 100% bad at it.
Yeah. And Sandoval's like, well, it's something that would really help you out. And yeah, Jack's like, no, I'm bad at it. And so then Sandoval's like, sometimes Jax gets bored and he finds someone to pick apart, you know, with his anger and focus on just so he can feel better about himself. I'm like, yes, we. That is like very, very, like, it only took 8 seasons for someone to catch on.
Yeah, Jax is like, well, someone could say, hey, yo, your hair doesn't look good today. And I'd be like, hey, yo, I'm going to gut you like a fucking pig. You know, no one's perfect. Fucking Jax, I hate that. And, you know, no one's perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, only horrible assholes say that. And then he does coke face rub where he's like starts pawing at his face like a cat. You know, he's like, oh, so much extra skin on my face.
This episode really reminded me that there is a very small spectrum between Jax and like Donald Trump. Like this, I just was seeing so many similarities all episode long, and I was really getting triggered.
He's like, you losers.
Pretty much. Like everything Jack says, I can imagine Donald Trump saying either on Twitter or just at like a Corona press conference. Like I can imagine him saying like someone being like, so what's going on with the testing? Oh, here's a question for you. Your wife, you ever just tell her she's a bitch sometimes? It's like, Mr. President.
You're fat. You know, the end. So, yeah, he does cook. Here's my question. This is what this episode got me questioning. Why don't we have better drugs yet? It's 2020. Why are we still watching people suffer from the effects of obvious coke addiction? Coke sucks, okay? I've done plenty of coke. You know, I want to stay awake sometimes as well, okay? I get it. I get that it's everywhere. But we need better drugs, okay? I'm not even saying don't do drugs. I'm saying give me better drugs to do, please. I'm begging you at this point. This is ridiculous.
I think he's just high off of, mowing those lawns. It's so fun. And there's that Valley Village air just going right into your nose. It's a natural high. And when you come off that, you just become a monster.
Oh, God. Speaking of too much coke, Trixie this week. Okay, this is her new song. Oh, ah, oh, ah, oh, ah. It's like, sounds like Erica Jane, like, trying to get out of bed in the morning. Could we change the song, Trix? Write a lyric.
So Stassi's walking a dog at this West Hollywood dog park, and Brittany pulls up in this enormous, like a Jeep sort of thing. It's like a monstrosity. It's this big Jeep, a big giant Jeep, which is hilarious because later on Jax is, you know, bemoaning the fact that they might be guzzling gas to drive to the beach. And he's the one who has the fucking muscle cars and the SUVs and like the worst cars for the planet, right?
That's why he's so concerned with gas this entire episode. He talks about gas in every scene. The first one is like, let Tom pay for the gas. You know? Then he's like, I don't want to pay for gas to go to the beach. And yeah, you're right. We totally see why. And I go to this dog park and
I used to live across from it.
Yeah, this is right behind your house. This is my dog park, and it's the worst. I cannot believe she's parking in that tiny little parking lot. It's built for like two cars and a handicap spot. And that car, I can't even believe that car fit up the ramp.
Well, first of all, also, since we're going to get into it, okay, so I used to live on that street, DeLongpre. And during the day, there's a lot of parking. So I don't know why she's not parking on the street like every other normal person. And why she decided,
like, that hill.
I guess so, because like no one ever parks in that little area. And so she has this big ass car and she's going up. By the way, the driveway is like just a straight driveway. And she's like, I hate this freaking driveway.
God, I'm
like,
imagine how it feels.
Yeah, seriously. And also it's like not the most challenging driveway. So she finally parks. She goes, success. I'm like, I feel bad for Brittany that she has to like really have these moments of victory over like what's going on in the household, that like getting up the tiny 10-foot driveway at the dog park is where she has to find her victories.
Well, that is a rough driveway. I mean, even I used to drive one of those little Fiat, those little tiny Fiat box
cars. Oh, yeah, I remember that.
They look like a thumb. I look so crazy in that car. Even I had trouble parking in there. I can't believe her. Okay, so anyway, the point is, Brittany's still a dick. So she pulls up and she puts sunglasses on her dog and she's like, Kingsley, you're such a cool guy.
And it's just, I'm so scared for the babies. So so Brittany's like, so how are you feeling now that you're engaged?
It's so weird. I thought I was gonna be like, oh, I'm engaged, I'm gonna be chill. And Brittany's like, oh, come on, you guys thought I was being annoying, you're gonna be double, which is four times the amount.
I feel like that was Brittany's appeal to the audience of like, Hi, you can still like me because Stassi's going to be even worse. But I think that like Stassi being a bridezilla will be far more entertaining than Brittany being a, oh, it's my fairy tale.
Yeah, Brittany, you know, was a bridezilla.
Yeah, bridezilla.
Yeah. So Stassi's like, let's compare rings. So they do. And she's like, oh my God, how annoying are we? Has everybody seen these, by the way? Everybody in your tiny wood chip park? Yeah. She's like, who cares? I'm happy. It's all that matters.
And then Stassi tells a story about how she put up a picture of her and Beau on Instagram. And someone said, I've never been more excited for two people to get married. And Jax wrote under it, really? That hurts. Which is so narcissistic. I wonder if the person, if it was someone that like no. Someone in the Bravo universe.
No,
like
it wasn't.
It was a rando.
Yeah, it wasn't rando. I remember this. I think it wasn't, I remember
like Shep
it
or something like that.
No,
or...
I think it was just like some rant. Wait, was it? Maybe it was. I remember when this happened and cracking up about it. But maybe it was, but I think it was just a rando.
Too lazy to look it up. Either way, no matter who it was, Jax is just such a narcissist that he really thinks that it's the second coming of Princess Di getting married in the 80s, you know, him and Britney.
Oh yeah, and that was happy. Worked was out happy. Great. Worked well, out great, guys. There's a love story for the ages.
Okay, I'll revise it. How about like Mariah Carey and Tommy Mottola? How about that?
Oh my God.
Dennis Rodman and himself.
Yeah. Jennifer Lopez and anybody, really. So, so they talk about that, and then Brittany's like, sorry, sometimes he's an attention whore, but he's happy for you guys. Now, I know you and Kristen are on the outs, but, you know, her not being there really killed her, not to make you feel bad or anything, but we're going to have a pool party. Can I invite Kristen? Or you're not going to come because I'm one of my friends, man, party? That would be terrible. This wasn't about me and you and Kristen sending me. Hey, Shoshi, you want to wear some sunglasses? You're a cool guy.
You're a typical guy. Typical guy. You know those guys wearing sunglasses? I thought Shoshi was going to whip those sunglasses off that dog and just slap Rennie across the face. Like, enough. I'll go to your damn pool party. I don't care that Kristen's there. By the way, also, for Brittany having to say, well, Jax is an attention whore, but he's really happy for you guys. It's like the first of several times this episode where Brittany has to decode what Jax is really thinking to the group. And I'm like, this is sad that this is your role for the rest of your life, or at least until he cheats on you, which is a few months from now. But like, that's sad. That's sad that you have to be that person. You shouldn't have to be in that position where he just does anything and then you have to be the cleanup crew, you know? And she even says later on, well, that's what I married. I knew I was getting into. I'm like, yeah, but so.
That was like the best. That was the smartest thing she said in years.
Yeah.
Because it is what you married, you fucking moron. So have fun with it, and I don't feel bad for you for 2 seconds.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially when this show is publicly available. At the very least, we've been telling you for years. At the very least.
At the least. On the answering machine, Rose.
So she's like, well, good, because I'm glad you're coming, because I love to host. I love cooking. I love cleaning. I love when my stepmother won't let me go downstairs until I take all the rice out of the fireplace. It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's commercial.
Okay, so we go over to Sir, and Jack shows up for his shift, and Ariana is teaching Dana how to make a cocktail, which is hilarious because Dana just went to bartending school and still doesn't know how to do her counts with the liquor. It was hilarious to me, at least. I was like, ha, you went to bartending school and learned nothing. Ha! And Dana just really wants to bartend. She just wants to bartend. I was like, okay, great. That's exciting.
She goes, I'm dying to bartend. It's like, wow. So then Sheena goes over to Jax's bar and is like, hi, want to see footage of my music video? He goes, not really. Then takes a shot.
Yeah. She goes, Road, what's up your ass? He goes, you know, I'm just really tired of people not being honest. Like, everyone yells at me for being a liar in this and stuff, but like, everyone else is full of bullshit. Like Kristen and Tom and Ariana. I'm like, okay, all right. This is another example of, well, I won't get into it. But coke the point
rage.
Is this.
It's also just coke rage. Like, don't do coke right before work. Do it after. What is wrong? Like, do I have to teach you?
Seriously.
God.
So Sheena's like, I think that Kristen is like very transparent, mainly because she's like very skinny and she like moves her arms around a lot, so you can barely even see them because they go so quickly. But she's pretty transparent.
Yeah. He's like, nah, she's a liar. And I fell for a bait, line, and pinker, stinker, yeah. Whatever it is. And Tom and Ariana, those fucking liars. And then he tells us, you know, they just have a facade. They want to look good. Like, they don't belong together. They don't belong together. And buying that house together, that was a mistake. Yeah, that was a big one.
I mean, you want to talk about transparent. What's transparent is Jack's, like, very obvious projection. Like, he's so unhappy in his situation. He's clearly projecting onto Tom and Ariana. It is hilarious.
Yeah. You know what else is transparent? Your facial skin, because you keep pulling it too tight. Just stop picking it yourself. He's like, yeah. At this point, you know, at this point, I've gone through so many changes in my life, and I just, like, maybe I could help. Yeah, Jax.
Yeah. Like, what changes have you gone through again? Do you mind telling me? And he goes, I don't know miserable Ariana that much. I think she's absolutely miserable. I was like, talking like Trump now. Miserable Ariana? What? Like, this little nickname he just came up with?
And Sheena's like, that's rude. She's not miserable, okay? She just struggles with chronic depression, which is a brain thing. It's like chemicals in your brain. I don't know. They do something, but did I tell you that Brett snapped my bra off? It was hot. And he's like, all right, you know what? That's fine. But every time you're fine, and then if you don't like something, you go, oh, I don't like the way this conversation is going. Whoa, I'm so depressed.
Yeah. Jack's like, anyway, I wish I could keep talking longer, but this is really boring. And, you know, my dad died. Okay. So I don't really want to talk about this. Oh, okay. And I'm also getting married. I'm getting married and my dad died.
Ugh, what a pig. What a sad pig. I mean, talk about that. He's going to murder somebody one day. Okay. Mark my words. That guy is going to murder somebody one day.
The king of like pulling cards, like fill in the blank cards to get out of conversations or obligations. It's Jax.
Yeah. So then Dana, I had to rewind like 3 times to see what she said, because she's like, I go to Max's Beasley. I was like, what? Are you going to Max's Beasley? I was like, stop talking to Sheena. It's apparently rubbing off on you. It's contagious.
Yeah. Max is doing a beach cleanup event, which is thrilling. But Ariana's not going to go because she's going to be hosting a dinner party. And she's like really excited to host a dinner party. And she just wants to chill and cook and do all sorts of stuff. So she's not going to go. And Jax is also not going because the beach cleanup is at the beach and he lives in the valley. And, you know, I would say actually in this case, it's one of the few times I would say I understand. I actually get it. I get that. And I support if you live in the valley and not wanting to go to the beach. However, all his then subsequent excuses are terrible and I don't support them.
It's like, why would we get all in our cars? It's like 6 cars going to the beach. Did you notice that this started off with Sheena standing there with a cherry harpooned on her fingernail, and then she just put it in her mouth? That is so disgusting.
What I did notice
was the best thing I've ever seen. Sheena, just because she has those long ass nails, she harpoons a cherry and then she just like puts it in her mouth.
I didn't notice that. That is hilarious. I also thought what was funny is that Jax is like, I'm not going to go to the beach cleanup because I live in the valley. And Sheena goes, but it's the ocean. it's like shocking to her that anyone would maybe spend their time doing something else. Like, but it's the ocean.
Yeah, and he's like, whatever, it's stupid. Do something else. She goes, God, get worked up about something else. Jeez.
Yeah, like if he said, I don't want to go because I don't want to slip all the way over there, and I'd rather spend my Saturday doing something else, and I'll donate to something or whatever, that's fine. But then he's like, the reason why he's not going is because, I mean, it's so far away. I mean, we're driving down there in 6 cars. It sort of defeats the purpose. I mean, like, I guess, you know, like, the environment, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, you know, it's like 2 different things. I mean, first of all, you could carpool, which is what it seems like most people did. And second of all, the fumes from your car are different than the pieces of plastic that are killing all the, you know, the tuna and whatever else, the seahorses and yellow red snappers and
shrimp, you know,
shrimp. And I'm just going through all my Animal Crossing fish. I'm like the sea bass and the zebra
sea bass.
Oh my God. There are so many sea bass. There are so many sea bass in Animal Crossing. I never want to see one again. Never.
Listen, I don't want to go either, just because I don't want to go to a party that has cleanup in the title. Go fuck yourself. I would throw a rival party called I Pay Taxes for People to Do That For Me Party.
Yeah. How about cleanup the streets?
In a bar, in a gay bar. Okay. Yeah. Or how about a don't litter in the first place, you fucking jackasses party? How about that?
Yeah, how about that? How about like donate to Bette Midler and clean a highway? How about that? For those of you who are wondering why the hell I just linked those two things, Bette Midler, that's one of her causes, is that she adopts highways and cleans them up.
And so if you don't know that, you're not welcome here.
If you don't know that, you've clearly never read a sign on the side of the highway that said, this highway was adopted by Bette Midler. Ha!
So then we go to Vanderpump Dogs, and Lala is still pretending to work there, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
She's putting down grass, and Pump comes in, and she's like, it's like a puff of smoke, and there stands Vanderpump. And Sessa, her main henchman, is like, hi, Lisa, hi. I hated seeing his face again.
Me too. Lala and John Sessa are having a lip filler off. They're just like, they're trying to see who's going to be the supreme of the fillers at Vanderpump Dogs right now.
Yeah. Filler wars.
Filler wars. So
he's like, oh my god, Lisa, look how cute the new merch is. And she says, oh yes, that is cute. Have we gotten the new shipment of puppy whoppies in from Puerto Rico?
That was Lisa Vanderpump's attempt to like encroach on Bethany Frankel's territory. You know what? This is a crisis, okay? You know what? I'm Puerto Rico, okay? You stay out of Puerto Rico. You don't get to see puppies from Puerto Rico. That's my job, okay? Here, I got a puppy. It's called Skinny Girl Puppy, and it hasn't eaten in 3 weeks intentionally, okay? And look how much better it looks, okay? Nothing. Looks better, huh?
All these puppies will be named Cash Card, and they're only going to poor people. So Sessa's like, you can help do intake if you want, Lala. And she goes, oh my god, I would love to do intake. And Vanderpump goes, well, she's good at doing intake, aren't you, darling?
I'm not just a magician, I'm a comedian too. Glad to see the old Lala is still in existence. And Lala's like, I don't need a cocktail to be a little vulgar. I'm like, I don't think she's talking about sobriety. I think she's talking about personality wise like, old Lala was feisty and fun, and new Lala is kind of insufferable. I think that's what it was. Nothing to do with sobriety.
Or maybe she just means because your face is so fucking crazy, she can't tell if you're 60 or 20. You know, she's like, is that old Lala?
Or when Lala pretended to actually be poor. So, so Lala's like, I don't need a cocktail to be a little vulgar. And Lisa goes, this is so random. Lisa goes, a true dot. I was like, what?
So she's like, can you believe I'm almost 10 months pregnant? She goes,
I can believe it, Lala, because it's like every single episode. Can you believe I'm 9 months and a half almost sober? Can you believe it's been 9 months I've been sober? Can you believe it's been 8 months and a half? It's like, yes, Lala, I'm very proud of you. I think it's great, but you keep announcing it every
That's what you do when you quit something. I stopped eating Tootsie Rolls about 36 minutes ago. I'm like, oh my god, it's 37 minutes now. It's 37 minutes, 10
Listen,
seconds
I,
now.
I support the Tootsie Roll journey, and I also support the sobriety journey. It's like, you know, it's like all my friends who do CrossFit, P90X, have babies, go to Coachella. I support you. I think those are all great. Do I need to hear about it every day on Facebook? Probably not.
So then we go over to James and Raquel's, and he's set the table all nice, and she's like, babe, where did you get this cute silverware?
I guess she hasn't heard about Cost Plus World Market yet. So she's like, oh, I got flowers, and I'll make a filet mignon tonight. Okay, girl, I'm going to make a nice, pretty, sweet meal for you, girl.
Yeah, and he talks about how he's serious about rebuilding his relationships, and he's so excited because he was invited to clean up to the beach with Max. And he's so excited he was invited, and he's like, I hope that I can still be enough even though I'm sober.
Yeah, Raquel's like, well, of course you're enough. I think you're the ultimate you when you're sober. He's like, yeah. I'm pretty fun to be around when I'm sober. She goes, you are so fun to be around. James, you're so fun. He goes, I know.
Yeah, and I think it's so funny that he's afraid that he won't be himself. No one wants you to be yourself, okay?
Yeah.
They're used to you drunk and calling them fat idiots, okay?
Exactly. Do you realize how lovable you are in this current situation? That's okay. That's okay to be lovable.
So, it's a beautiful day in LA,
It's a beautiful day in LA.
LA.
I gave a little backup, some Thank backup you. Vocals there.
Mm-hmm. So the beach, everybody arrives at the beach for a clean up day at the beach with Max.
It's clean up at the beach with Max. Hey, Starfish, guess what? We're going to clean you because it's clean up day at the beach with Max.
And Kristen goes up to Stassi, who's sitting down. She's like, Ugh, want to hug you. She's like, don't, please. No, I meant hug you. Sorry. Ugh. Sorry. Messed
Kristen,
that one up.
Kristen descends on Stassi like a umbrella. Like, imagine, like, she is like an umbrella at a cafe, like at a cafe table that suddenly closes on the diners. Like, it's like the latch breaks and the umbrella just like, like, that is basically what Kristen does to Stassi. Stassi's like, why is there a cafe umbrella around my face? Oh, it's Kristen.
And Stassi goes, that was awkward as fuck. It's called grace, you twit. Jesus.
So now Max makes it's called grace, you twit. It's a great line. Someone write that down. It's called grace, you twit. So Max now makes a really impassioned speech to, I guess, endear himself with Leonardo DiCaprio or whatever. He's like, the ocean has always been a really big part of my life. You know, like, I was born in Hawaii and I was raised in San Diego. Those are two big beach towns, you know? I'm like, well, Hawaii is more of a state. But he's like, you know, like, there's plastic and there's trash in the ocean, and it means a lot to me that the ocean is clean because I myself am swimming in that. I'm like, you're swimming in a lot of things that are not very clean, Max. Yeah. Let's be honest.
He's like, save the whales and also make my swimming morning better.
I know.
So Schwartz is like, wow, you're a vegan and a trash picker-upper. You're doing so much.
And then Katie, they all have like gloves on paper bags. And so Katie, there's like a piece of trash and Katie bends over to reach for the trash. And I guess there's like a breeze or something. And she goes, oh man, it blew away. And I'm like, it's sad that even the trash is trying to get away from you. It's also sad that like, this is like the most listless attempt at picking up trash ever. And that like the trash blew, you know, 6 inches away, and you're like, oh man.
She's just already fucking exhausted. It's so funny. And she's this big dark cloud on the beach. She's wearing like a floor length black dress on the beach to pick up trash. And she's like, he brought us to the cleanest beach I've ever been to. This beach is cleaner than my house.
I would actually, I would, I don't know if I'd be happy or upset about that, because I'd be happy that I wouldn't have to pick up a lot of trash, but I'd be upset. Like, I drove all the way out here to not pick up trash. I don't know how it'd feel.
Yeah, I would have been in the car with the air conditioner. I'm like, hope you're doing great out there, everybody. So Dana and Brett talk, and she's like, so went to Palm Springs this weekend, huh? And he's like, oh yeah, I went to Palm Springs. We're shooting a music video. I think it's called One More Time, and it's about, like, you know, having sex a couple of times, I guess. She goes, one more time, apparently. Gotcha.
He goes, and then he's like, I just, you know, hold on 1 second, let me put on my soulful face. Oh, I felt a little violated at some points, like when she was licking the earwax out of my ear. Little did she know it was just a big piece of pomade that got stuck in there one day. Joke's on her. I had to say no to her a couple of times. If I wanted to have sex with her on camera, I easily could have for that video.
But and Lala's there now, and she's like, shut up. And he's like, yeah, easily. And she was like, hey, you want a blowjob? And I was like, no. And that's hard, because I really like blowjobs, guys. This guy's so gross. Leave Sheena alone.
He is so full of it. He's trying to be all demure when he is the one. I mean, this is kind of funny, right? This is like a Me Too role reversal here, because he's trying to be all demure when he's the one who is actively like selling his body on his YouTube channel, you know? And that's like his whole like reason for being. And now all of a sudden he's like, no, it was too much. Although technically from the Me Too movement, what we've learned is that like, just because you are very like, this is my body, whatever, doesn't mean that therefore you are like allowed to be taken advantage of by in a situation. But you know, I'm saying just academically, at the same time, I would not say this is a very academic scenario.
Yeah,
so
this is
shut
not
up,
an academic scenario, okay? This is not Me Too. This is Shishu Toot. You got Shishu Toot. Okay.
Yeah. Shishu Toot. And also, she's not his employer.
Yeah, she's not in a position of power above him.
Sheena has never been in a position of power. Like, literally, she can't even reach her light switch. She truly has no position of power.
Yeah, like, and for him to be like, in. Yeah, she offered me a blowjob. Yeah, right. Maybe she was like, oh, I guess I'll blow you now. Like, this guy's such a little tattletale. And he's such a jax in the way that he tries to just go talk shit about everybody else to get attention from whoever he wants attention from, you know?
He it's like,
oh, now I'm
going
to go be a big victim to Dana so she feels sorry for me instead of getting mad at me that I totally went and fucking shot sex scenes with Sheena all weekend, you know?
Yeah, he is a little gossip ass with, you know.
You leave Sheena alone. He's like, yeah, well, you know, I guess she offered me a blowjob because I was doing her a favor. So she was going to do me a favor. And Dana goes, do you think she can see the difference between you doing her a favor and her giving you a blowjob or...
So then we get into the real fun part of the episode. So Jax texted Max about this beach thing, and he texted Max to say that it was the whole beach thing was a dumb idea and that everyone's pissed at him for planning this. Which he pulled out of thin air. So again, like, the comparisons just never really end for me. So Jax texted and said, I don't think you understand. We'll be driving for 4 hours.
You have to cancel this dumb idea. It's dumb and pointless. Nobody cares.
It's frustrating. It's frustrating. These are all separate texts, by the way. So these are all continually rolling into Max's phone.
And Max is like, yeah, bro. Like, he's trying to, like, one-up me because, like, oh, yeah, he's so busy. Tom's like, wow, he's trying to one-up you? Never heard of that one. Major one-upper over there. Want to have a jump rope contest?
Well, you know what? Like, why don't you read some of those texts out loud to us, Max? You can use your Apple Watch that I gave you.
And Tom's like, yeah, I think he's jealous because the wedding's over and he's not getting attention. Ding, 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 ding. Called it.
Yep. He's a monster. So then we see, like, other, like, shots of people doing things. Charlie's doing, like, a photo shoot on the beach, which is very Charlie. And Tom Schwartz is like, oh, man, you know, I was quarterback in 6th and 7th grade. Like, yeah, that sounds on brand for Tom Schwartz, like, reliving, you know, the peak of his life. You know,
before I had a nervous breakdown because someone threw a ball at me. So Kristen comes over and she's like, oh my God, are you coming to my event? And then she tells us, my job as an entrepreneur is never done. Like, yeah, you're really on the front lines of this war with your fucking t-shirts, Kristen.
Yeah, seriously. Wow. We've reserved a seat for you on Shark Tank. You and Mark Cuban can discuss. Maybe you and Lori Grenier can talk about, I know what a winner is when I see a winner, and that's a winner.
So she tells us that she's having an event for James May, and she's asking the guys if they're going. And she's like, well, Sheena asked, I saw Sheena, so I was like, well, Sheena asked Stassi if she was coming, and she said no. So, and Tom goes, yeah, I don't think Katie's coming either.
Not because she's mad at you, but I think she's just really determined to get that piece of trash that blew a foot away from her. Might take her all day. Maybe all week.
So then Max is reading more texts from Jax, and he's reading them to Brett. And Jax is like, after you're done showing everyone my texts like a little girl, maybe you can answer my question.
It's like, hey, like... You are the biggest gossip, and that's what you actually do all episode long. Second of all, what does this mean? After you're done showing everyone my text like a little girl, like, so you're gonna just go to some very like outdated playground taunt about this? Like, what does that even mean? Like a little girl is such an oaf.
Yeah, and he's like, oaf. Yeah,
now
you know
that's
what?
A taunt.
He's oaf. Like, I don't like this. Why don't you just skip my party on Friday? Because I don't like tattletales. Yeah.
Like tattletales, says the number one toddler, like, and literally.
And he's trying to do the wedding thing where it's like, oh yeah, you can't come to my wedding then, but it's his pool party. Like, everybody's dying to drive to the valley for your shitty pool party.
Yeah, by the way, because it goes both ways, all right? So, like, I get it. No one wants to go to the beach, but also no one wants to go to the valley, all right?
Yeah.
So there, take that. All right, and there you go, Culver City. You're not alone in this. No one wants to go to the valley either. There's actually a lot of places in LA that no one ever wants to go to. I think you pretty much have like a 50-foot radius, and then after that you're like, fuck everything outside of that. I'm not going there.
One thing I think everybody who lives in LA has in common is the only neighborhood you like is your own neighborhood. Nobody wants to be driving anywhere else. You want to stay within 2 miles of your own house. That's just life, okay?
Yeah. Name a neighborhood. I'll tell you everything that's wrong with it. I'll do it.
So Brett's like, just chill, bro. You don't have to get all worried about it. I've got curly hair. And he's like, you're a great dude, man. The other day, Sheena told me, just so you know, Dana told me that she still has feelings for Matt. Like, what the fuck, Brett? Speaking of tattletales, like, he just exactly. read you a tattletale text, and you're like immediately going to tattletale.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, how do you really feel, though? And Max is like, and then we cut really quickly to Stassi going up to Dana and saying, so everyone's telling me you're in a weird love triangle. Also, who are you? Can I have another soda, please? Thank you.
And back to Brett going, but how do you feel? Like, okay, look, what if I fucked her? How would you feel? He's like, go ahead, bro. Okay, what if I fucked her on a train going 10 miles to the west, but then I fucked her on a train going 18 miles to the east? How many miles an hour would I be fucking her? And would you be mad? He's like, don't care. Okay.
Max is just like, listen, I just want to have this moment with the ocean that I can swim in now because we cleaned it up a little bit.
Yeah. And so Dana's telling the girls, well, they're friends, so it's unfortunate situation for me to be in. But like I told him, I wish I met you before Max. There, I said it. I just said it. Oh, yeah. I just said it.
The unfortunate situation is that your standards are so low that you're choosing between Brett and Max. That's the unfortunate situation.
My God.
Get some grace, twit. So, yeah, so she's like, you know, it's all fun and games to be with the emotionally unavailable hot guy. I'm like, and which one is that, the hot guy? And she goes, until it becomes time to actually have a real conversation about your feelings. I'm like, and who gives the real conversation about the feelings? I'm not seeing anyone eligible for these qualifications.
Yeah. So then Tom, to the group, everybody's like big thinking now and probably littering because this is Vanderpump Rules. So you know they got up and it looked like...
That's exactly what I was thinking. They were probably creating more of a mess than they started with.
You know they got up to leave and it looked like that Mad Men scene with the family at the park and they just get up and leave all of their picnic there, all of the trash.
Love that.
So he's like,
where's Jax, Bill? Why isn't Jax here? And Brittany's like, well, you know, he just... And Kristen goes, he just didn't want to drive that far. And Max is like, well, everyone said that he was like really mad about it and like it's a dumb idea and like he's really mad, so yeah, he's really mad at me, guys.
Yeah. And and Brittany's like, no, you're doing great, don't listen to that, don't mind what Jack said. I'm like, enjoy having to say that every single day for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
For Jack,
Schwartz, you know? Is like, he's on his man period, Bubba. God, you shut up over there, Schwartz. Stassi goes.
Shut up, sixth grade Tom Brady.
Yeah, no kidding. Like, you can still manage to be offensive to women, even like trying to stand up for. Just shut up. So Stassi's like, yeah, he's just an asshole. So Schwartz is like, you know, being friends with Jax, the rage checks are just part of the deal. However, I've come up with this technique to deal with them. You just delete them as they come in, and then you can sleep peacefully, and then you can wake up peacefully and live happily ever after.
Yeah.
It's actually what I do with Katie, too, to be honest.
And life in general. God, I love an ostrich. So Brittany is like, well, you know what? Here's the thing. Jax, he texted me as soon as I got here, and he said, I'm sorry, I should have came. It's Mercury's Gatorade.
Yeah, Mercury's in Gatorade.
I thought that she was lying at first, but when she said Mercury's in Gatorade, I was like, okay. All right, no, she's telling the truth. Jax definitely said that.
Yeah. And Stassi's like, Jax is such an idiot. He would literally do anything or blame anyone to absolve himself of wrongdoing, including Mercury's Gatorade. So Brittany's like, well, he'll blurt out anything to say things he don't mean when, and then he'll feel bad about it later because he's wacky like that.
Yeah, that'll be hardcore. Sorry afterwards. Wow. So it's sort of like an abusive cycle. Got it. Yeah.
And she immediately starts texting like the tattletale on Max for just telling everybody what just happened. Yes. You know that's what she's doing. And Max is like, well, he just sent me like five paragraphs of stuff yelling at me. And she goes, he shouldn't have done that. Text, 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 text.
Also, I don't think that anyone was tattletaling in the first place. People were gossiping. Tattletaling implies relaying information to a person of authority, and Jax has no authority here. So it's just people are gossiping, and that's what they're there to do, and so it's fine. So then Raquel, this is big for Raquel, because we go over to Sir, and she gets to do a fridge scene with Lisa Vanderpump herself. I mean, that's a huge, it's a huge honor. And Raquel almost misses it because she's so busy counting sparklers in her hand. She's like, 1, 2, 3. Oh, you have a lot of sparklers there. Oh, I got to start over. I'll
start over. 10, 9, 5.
I'm going to get that ice from 13. Social.
It's like, hello, I just texted your other half. Oh, my God. What part of me is missing?
She's like frantically looking around in circles.
She's like touching her legs.
Like, they're still there.
No, your significant other. Other what?
Well,
I don't know. I don't know any other metaphors.
I've still got my knees. All right, listen here, stupid. Listen, what I'm saying is I was texting your boyfriend, which, you know, I'm texting your boyfriend more than my own children these days.
I know. Where is Max anyway? Someone was asking on Facebook this week, where's Max? Has anybody seen Max? I'm worried about
Max. He popped
up.
She's like, I text your boyfriend more than my own children. Isn't that hilarious? And it's like, Max is behind Lisa with like 10 plates in his hands. Like, mother, could you please move out of the way? Mother. Okay, I'll just stand here. Mother. Oh, where is that? Where is my favorite child, Pandora, anyway? My favorite and only child, Pandora.
So they talk about James getting sober, and Raquel's like, yeah, we went to the club last night, and I got a cover so I could go with him, and he didn't even have a sip.
She's like, well, you know me. I'm a fixer and a mother, and I want to make it right, darling. It's not just being about sober. It's about being honest with me about being sober.
I'm a fixer, I'm a mother, I'm a child, I'm a lover. I'm a restaurateur and a glamour lady, save dogs just for fun.
Oh, that song is so Vanderpumpian.
Get it?
So then we go over to dinner party prep at Ariana and Tom's house. And Tom's like, Ariana, this looks beautiful, dude. And she tells us she's managing her depression better by focusing on things she really likes. And one of the things she really likes is having dinner parties. I guess. So cook away.
And
I see potatoes in there. So well,
yeah,
I don't
understand. It's always strange to me when people channel their emotions into cooking food. By the way, last night I made chicken blintzes for 3 hours and followed up with chocolate chip cookies and oatmeal raisin cookies.
Oh, my God.
I have no idea what that's like to channel.
Love it.
Cooking. No idea.
Well, wait until she learns how to channel. Wait until she learns how to channel her emotions into eating. Wow,
that's
she's really gonna be fucking thrilled then.
Yeah. By the way, chicken blintzes.
I'm not sure about that. That honestly confuses me. I like blintzes. I love blintzes.
You know, they were good.
I've never had them with chicken.
I don't know if it's worth the effort because it was my first time ever making crepes. It was a big night for me last night. You know, quarantine is a time for experimentation. And so that was hard, but delicious. So delicious. Yeah, I recommend it. Yeah, I'll send you a recipe. Oh, it's chicken, but you can make a...
Well, I'll put something else in there. Listen, sweet potato goes anywhere.
You could probably substitute the chicken for the mushrooms.
Hey, that's what I'm making today.
Yeah, because the filling had very much like a mushroom flavor, believe it or not.
I'm going to try and make mushroom dumplings today.
I tried to order wonton wrappers and Target was out.
I want to make fresh. I saw, you know, those Facebook cooking videos that are like really fast.
Yeah.
And they make everything look so easy. Like,
yeah,
they're GIFs basically. And they go by in 5 seconds and you're like, oh my God, I can make homemade dumpling wrappers in 5 seconds. And I'm sure it's not going to turn into that, but I'm going to have fun trying. So anyway.
It's like that grilled cheese sandwich made in an egg, made in an omelet. You know, you saw that one?
No, I haven't seen that one.
Okay, I'll tell you this really quickly. It's out there. It's basically like you crack a bunch of eggs into a pan and then you put like you basically make a grilled cheese sandwich. Like you make the fixings for it and you put the sandwich in the egg. And then it's like a grilled cheese or a French toast. Maybe it's a French toast, but you put it in there and then you cook the whole thing and then you flip the bread over and then like fold the eggs over it. And you just wind up making this omelet that has like a piece of French toast in the center of it. It's amazing. You'll see
good.
It and you will be, you'll, I know you'll make it.
Yeah. That sounds really good. That sounds right up my alley. So yeah. People start coming in, and Ariana's just said, yeah, you know, I'm karate chopping the negativity out of my life. And so Katie comes in, and she's like, love what you haven't done with the place.
So everyone's there, and the Jax saga has continued. So he's sending more texts, and he's like... I guess he sent him to Max. He goes, if you're talking shit, don't bother coming to my house on Friday.
No, it's Tom. He's like, yeah, if you're Tom? Talking shit, don't come to my pool party. If you didn't talk shit, then you can disregard this.
I like it's to be content. Choose your own adventure.
Yeah.
Bloop. So you did talk shit about me, bro. Please do not come to my pool party Friday officially.
Wow, how devastating that Tom can't go to an identical pool in an identical house on an identical block. That's too bad.
Tom should have just been like, I don't want to go there anyway. There's toilet paper on the trees. Gross.
So then Max is getting a text, and it says, wow, you're really crying to my wife because you can't come to my house? Really? Wow, dude, you aren't coming. Cry all you want. I don't think Max was crying. He was crying about the squid he found on the beach that had died because it ate a, you know, soda can.
And then Max texts back, dude, I don't understand where this is coming from. And he just wrote back, stop texting me!
I love that. Stop texting me.
So Tom's like, guys, do you dare me to throw a rager the same day as Jax's party?
Everyone's like, yes, 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 yes. Including, I think like all of America was like, yes, please do this, do this, do this, do this.
Yeah. And so Sheena's like, let's be real. Today it's not about Jax, and that's his problem, okay? The wedding's over, and it's not about you. Sorry!
Yeah, here's Jax's problem. He's no longer the center of attention. His 40th has passed. His wedding is over. He's not in my music video.
And he snapped my bra off. Sorry, that was Brett, and it was really
hot.
He doesn't
have a penguin. I didn't get him an Apple Watch. Classic Jax.
Oh, so Tom's like, yeah, let's teach him a lesson. And Katie goes, my panties just got a little wet thinking about it. And they all stare at her like, what the fuck, Katie? And she's like, what? Sometimes I like to go low.
Okay, Flo Rida. So then they all sit down, and Ariana makes a toast like, I love cooking. Here's some potatoes. Enjoy. So
Katie then, goes, whoever picks up their phone first has to buy Tom and Ariana a table. All right. I don't know what's happening, but I'm enjoying Katie funny. Today, and it's making me
She was
me
being funny all episode. It was really weird. Yeah. And then on top of that, they're all eating, and Katie goes, there better be a sheet cake for dessert. Like, wow. Wow. Is this a turning point for Katie? Yeah, it might be.
I don't know. So Max is like, Dana, could you come outside? Because, like, I need to talk. Oh, yeah. God. Here we go.
Like, so okay. Like,
you know what? I'm, like, really bad about expressing how I feel, but I feel weird about seeing you and Brett. And, like, I didn't feel weird about it, but then he said I should feel weird about it, and then I didn't feel weird about it. And he was like, dude, you should totally feel weird about it. And then I didn't feel bad about it. And he was like, dude, you're not going to get any scenes unless you feel weird about it. So now I feel really weird about it. So,
yeah. Also, I saw a dead crab today, and it kind of fucked me up. So I'm just in emotional space. And she's like, yeah, that's cool. And I know you're trying to have this like moment between us where like I'm Elsie and you're Steven. But like the truth is that the new flashy thing's going to come around and I'm going to be in your rearview mirror soon, you know? And he goes, yeah, no. I mean, yes, I've hooked up with this person and that person and this person and that person and that person and those two people together and that person and this person this morning and that person this afternoon and this person and that and several people and him and her and it. But... I have my past, but I've never moved forward like I did with you. And by moving forward, I mean almost took you out to one of the Joneses restaurants.
Yeah. What is he talking about moving forward with her? You went on like you went and like had sex two times at her house and then got caught with some, you know, like crazy lady from San Diego
Beach community.
In a Jones.
Can no, he please? Loves he loves the ocean. So anyone who like brings him back to that place, he's got to take her to Jones.
And she's like, then, but you just like kept moving forward. And so like, why would you do that unless you just don't care about me? And he's like, no, like I was scared. Like, I was like, I don't like want like her to like, cause like, you know, like if you fall in love and like somebody and not just like them, then like you can fall in love with them. And then sometimes that can hurt. And like, it's hurt me before. Oh my God, how many people have you heard? I'm so sick of fucking douchebags. Every time they get, you know, caught being a douchebag, they, but I've been hurt.
Yeah,
yeah, welcome to humanity, you dick. Yeah, how many people have you fucked over?
Because fuckboys, they like, you know, they always, they just walk all over these women, right? Because to them, it's like, oh, she's an option, she's an option, she's an option. I want this one tonight, and oh, here's a new one. But then as soon as someone is no longer an option, then they realize, like, wait a second, I liked having that as an option. And so he just likes her because he likes having her as an option. He doesn't like her for her, you know? Because if he liked her for her, then he would have taken her back after she apologized for dumping him. And by the way, Dana, don't forget the reason why you guys stopped moving forward is because you dumped him.
Yeah.
Because you got your Joneses confused. Although I still think it was a totally fair dumpage because either Jones doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know?
So then he starts putting on his cutesy face and he's like, eh, and like making like big little boy eyes, like big eyes. And he's like, but you know, I mean, like, I want you to like be with him if you want to, even though I'm not okay with it. But then she's like, oh my God, dude, what are you even saying?
Yeah,
like, do you like me or not? And he's like, yeah, but you know, I've been hurt before. Whenever a guy says, I like you, but I've been hurt before, they're already setting you up for them to cheat on you. And that's it.
That's all it is. It's like when someone, when you're having a party and someone's like, oh my God, I can't wait to go there. And then you circle back like, you know, 2 days before. And just a reminder, the party on Sunday, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to totally try to be there. That's like, okay, you're not coming.
Yeah, that means they're not coming. Exactly. Learn to read a sign.
Yeah, read the signs. And then when she says, you know, I never stopped caring for Max. I'm like, What is there to care for? What do you see here that's like worth caring for? Okay.
Dana's ridiculous and thirsty too and just wants scenes. Like, I actually like her better than I like the guys, but she's making me crazy too. Like, she doesn't care for Max. She's so dead inside. I don't believe one thing from her either. Like, oh, you really care for Brett? Really? No person with that amount of intelligence, and she does seem to be intelligent, I'll give her that. No person with any kind of intelligence would be like, oh yeah, Brett's a viable option. Nobody.
No one. Literally.
So no, I'm not believing her either, you know, and I get the struggle. Like, it's real. It's her first year. You got to stay on a show and do whatever you, I mean, look, your gateway was Peter. So you're obviously damaged in some way, but yeah, I don't feel bad for her either. Just fast forward, pick one and move on so we can just start cheating on each other again. Okay.
Yeah. Please.
Standard prep rules.
So now, we go over to Kristen's pop-up event. And Brett is back to full perm. It's like even more in his eyes than ever before, like a full on poof. And Jax is like, did you get a perm? Because I'm going to tattletale to someone. Stop texting me. So then Gene, I don't know why this, I thought this was so funny, but there's like this shot of Dana just standing there and Sheena walks by. And when Sheena walks by, she goes, she was like announcing herself with like a,
yeah, and she kind of bumps into her, doesn't she? She's like,
she's like, hi.
She goes, hi. Can I get some more syrup on this knock-on?
Thanks.
Which, okay, if you guys didn't understand that, because I didn't, she said, can I get more syrup on my snow cone?
Yeah, there were a lot of snow
cones. Can I get more syrup on my snow cone?
I hope this doesn't make you feel uncomfortable, but I need more syrup on my snow cone, please. Thank you.
So Dana and Brett and Sheena are all talking, and Sheena's like, okay, Brett, we have, like, one more little thing to do. So Tina Turner is called, who did she say? She's like, Sheeton is going to call you to shoot it on Friday. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know who she said. Yeah, Tina Turner is calling in. She's coming in from Switzerland, and she's going to, like, do, like, a guest spot on my track, so.
He's like, well, will you be biting my ear or licking it? Because when we shot that, like, it literally simulated sex. She goes, yeah, it's called acting, Brett. Don't take it so serious.
By the way, Brett was only saying this because he was in front of Dana and wanted to show that he was serious about Dana, right?
Yeah.
So she's like, it's called acting. Hello. And Brett's like, yeah, you know, I came there in jeans. And you were like, take them off. I mean, who wears clothes to bed? I mean, like, I wasn't saying get naked. I said just get close to naked and we can be boyfriend and girlfriend at last.
He's like, yeah, you know, I think Sheena and my idea of sex is different, you know, like a sex scene. Because when I think of a sex scene, I'm like, leave more to the imagination. What is this, 1940? Like, what are you talking about?
Says the guy who's shirtless in all his videos and in, like, on all of his Instagram now. He's like, less is more. Less is more. You literally have a bush on your eyes right now. Don't talk about less is more.
And she just wants to show everything. And then while he says that, they show a scene of her like twerking in the bed and shaking her ass up and down.
Like, well, he maybe does have a point.
So he's like, it's not sexy. Okay, but that's not the argument, whether it's sexy or not. Okay? She said, yeah. I'm doing a song about fucking. Do you want to be the guy who fucks me in the scene? And now you're in trouble with some girl, so you're trying to make it look like you were victimized. That's such bullshit.
Yeah, exactly. So she's like, he's like, I just was uncomfortable. She goes, oh, well, sorry. He goes, no, I don't want you to get the wrong idea about it because, you know, he's basically saying, like, I don't want you to, like, feel led on. She goes, don't be so cocky. It was like a music video. It was just like a very excellent music video that Tina Turner is going to have a guest spot in. Don't be so cocky.
And she goes, it's called One More Time. Like, it's a music video about banging one more time. So for them to come back, like, oh, I didn't know I was going to be half naked. That's the concept. That is the concept of the video.
Yeah. I mean, like, I felt, like, uncomfortable, too. I mean, like, because I'm, like, really good at my job as an actress. And, like, if I have to look or act sexy, like, I can do that on, like, that. And, you know, it's, like, sometimes it's, like, really hard to act really sexy around someone who clearly wants to be my boyfriend. So, like, it was really hard for me to, like, try to find that middle place between like, I don't want to make him think, like, yes, I will be your girlfriend, but I do want to show that we do have insane chemistry. So it was, like, really hard for me. I felt really uncomfortable.
Yeah. He's like, you did not feel awkward. I don't believe you. And she's like, yeah, because I'm good at my job. And I'm literally an actress. And if I need to, like, look and act sexy, believe me, I can turn it on. Like, ah.
I'm going to be co-starring in a movie with Joanna Krupa. And the corpse of Sherman Helmsley. Okay, I'm a real actress.
And he goes, come on, I don't believe that you didn't love biting and licking my ear. And she's like, I'm going to go buy some t-shirts. Good shot. Good shot. Good shot.
Yeah.
Good
shot. So then Jax goes up to Max. He goes, first, I just want to say I'm sorry. That was not my intention. Which, like, what do you mean it was not your intention? You, like, what about that was not your intention? Like, what were you meaning to say? Like, oh, I do want to come and I do want to invite you to my party, but I'm tired right now. Seriously, that wasn't my intention. And you know what? I'm the first one to apologize when I do something wrong. Lies. It's just starting to show, but I've been going through it for a month. I'm going through some real mental problems right now, some mental issues, and I'm angry all of the time. I call it an episode. I'm so angry. Some might even call it, I don't know, depression. Depression.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Sorry I act like that way. That's because of depression.
And Schwartz is like, knowing Jax, I'm 90% sure this is bullshit, and he's just trying to spin it around to create pity for himself, but what do I know? He's like, I know part of my rage texting was inviting you to my party, but come on, you guys can come. Come on, come on, come on, come on, you guys can come. Well, she's obviously heard that they're going to throw a rival party and is now trying to backtrack. So transparent. Speaking of transparent.
So then Sheena is complaining to Charlie about the whole Brett situation, and Charlie's like, it's a music video. Like, if you're a model, you kind of know what you signed up for. Ugh, it's like going to the Olive Garden and not getting pasta. Even I had a strand of pasta at the Olive Garden. I mean,
it
seriously.
Was green and crunchy, and that was solid. Whatever. It was delicious.
It was delicious and unlimited.
So Sheena's like, Brett, we need to talk. She's like, okay, I guess this conversation's done then. Good talking to you. I'm going to go find out why people like avocados, because they're disgusting and should be banned.
Enjoy getting bored with Brett's stupid conversation, Sheena. I'll be over here.
Yeah.
So Sheena's like, you know what? I don't want you feeling uncomfortable, and now I'm feeling uncomfortable, so you don't have to come on Friday. He's like, okay. And she's like, I mean, I could say you're fired, but I'm not paying you.
He's like, so you're going to fire me because it felt uncomfortable to me? And she's like, no, I mean, I don't want you to feel uncomfortable because it makes me feel stupid and bad, which is true. It's like, dude, you're making her look like a fucking idiot in front of this girl who she's already looked like an idiot in front of a million times.
Yeah.
You know, just so you can get some points. Fuck you. And I'm glad she said that.
But also, even though it is not an academic situation, if it were, it's kind of hilarious because Sheena does the exact wrong thing in a Me Too situation. Like, first of all, she's not in a hiring. I guess maybe she is in a hiring and firing position. But, like, if someone says, you put me in an uncomfortable situation sexually, and you're fired. She fully did the wrong Me Too thing. But I mean, again, this is not really a workplace.
I don't like comparing it because then when we talk about it, it sounds like we're saying something about the Me Too thing. And this is not that. You are not being sexually attacked, Brett. And stop using that shit for your own gain with a girl, you wuss.
I'm just laughing because Sheena is like even if she were thinking like, oh, I hope I'm not doing a Me Too thing, I'd just like to think that like, because in her way, she was like, I don't want you to feel uncomfortable, so you're fired. I mean, it's just like the exact wrong thing, which is what I think is so funny about it.
Oh, my God. And she's like, guys in LA suck. Like, if I'm being sexy and flirty, I'm coming on too strong. If I'm being like shy and quiet, then I'm not confident. Like, how am I supposed to know what a guy wants if I don't know their algorithms of their Apple Watch? Like, how am I supposed to know?
I mean, he says he just wants to be friends. Like, how am I supposed to know what he wants? Like, how about he just like tells me clearly what he wants? I just want to be friends. Like, again, like, so much ambiguity.
Yeah. And she's like, how about I make it easy for you? I don't need you. We're good. Thank you for your time. And he's like, no, we're not good because you just flashed your fingers at me like that. That means we're not good. Is that cherry juice that I got on my face? That tastes good. Where did that come from?
So then Jax is like, hey, Kristen, so why isn't Carter here? She's like, he's working, which is shocking. Working means that he's basically at Best Buy looking at TVs because that's his way of watching TV. He's like, yeah, I've been binge watching this great show. It's basically just like a slow drone shot over trees and then like an extreme close up of an iguana. Oh, it's so good.
Dude, have you seen the 5 minutes about the tree frog? Changed my life.
Whoa. Have you seen the one about the bear trying to catch the salmon in the river? Oh, God, it's so good.
She's like, but he was here this morning. And then she tells us, yeah, when Stassi left me out of her engagement party, I felt vulnerable and alone. So I called Carter and we fucked. And it was really good.
So blaming Stassi now. Blaming Stassi for why she's back with Carter. So she's like, and then Kristen does this random thing. While she's talking to Jax, she turns. Like everyone else in the scene who does this, she turns and she goes, can we get 2 tequila snow cones? Thank you so much, love.
So Jax is like, yeah, you were telling us that you were flirting with a guy and like he was sending you sex emojis. But then I find out you hooked up with this guy and there's a video and Carter saw it. She's like, that video is 4 years ago and Carter knows that already. So...
I'm like, whoa, wait, okay. What? Why are we being so cavalier about the fact that there's a Kristen sex video out there? What?
Yeah. And Jax, fucking Jax, of course, is going to try and use someone's sex video against them because this is Jax, you know?
Yeah, he's like, you're going to look at me dead in the eyes and tell me it's 4 years ago. And she goes, first, it's none of your business. And also, 4 years ago, yeah, so why are you getting up my ass for it? He's like, so you never had sex 2 weeks ago? And then it cuts to Kristen telling us, of course I'm lying to Jax. But he has the biggest mouth ever.
Yeah, and it's none of anyone's business but mine and the guy in the video. Oh, God. She's like, go ahead, ask your wife. She knows everything. Which, you're stupid to trust Brittany and think she's not telling Jax everything. I mean, that's just idiotic. Yeah. And Jax is like, yeah, well, she said that I'm not supposed to know about it. And Kristen just, like, glares at Brittany, who's standing down these steps. And Brittany's been watching this whole time. And she goes, I didn't say a word, Kristen. He heard it from other people. You're a cool guy.
Hi, Jax. Put these sunglasses on. Oh, cool guy. Cool guy. That's Joe Cool, like Snoopy. You ever see when Snoopy puts on sunglasses, he becomes Joe Cool? Oh, wow.
And she's like, then how did he know about the video, which totally existed 4 years ago on Betamax? And Jax is like, yeah, you know what? I'd have more compassion for Kristen if she was just honest. I mean, doesn't it get tiring telling these stories? Like, I mean, you were in special ops for 4 years driving super important people around when it turns out you were just like a chef for like 3 months in the military before getting discharged. I mean, what the fuck, Kristen?
Seriously. So Jax tells the rest, he goes up to the group and he's like, Kristen's denying that she had the sex tape from 2 weeks ago, whatever, da, 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 da. And Kristen's like, you can do this, but not next to my booth. Caw-caw, Mariposa out.
And he's just trying to yell, like, sex tape, like trying to sex tape shame somebody, which is so disgusting. And so he like storms off because Brittany's like, come on, Jax. So he storms off to Brett and the guys, and he's like, yeah, she just wants to deny, deny, deny. And Lala's like, dude, this guy Oh, wait. Did you already say all this stuff? Well, it's like this guy who she's been talking to sent her a video doing mouth on dick. So, yeah, Jax is screaming, and then a fight breaks out, and Brittany waves him off, so he goes inside to cool off or whatever. And he's like, she's such a fucking liar. She just lies, lies, lies.
Yeah, I'm like, mm-hmm, yep. Also, she lies to you because, again, well, it's kind of funny because they both are liars. But like that, how they, I especially love that they lie to each other because they don't trust either one of them with the truth. So Brittany's like, calm the hell down, Jax. You're just yelling out to random people. And he's like, well, good. Everyone should know. Everyone should know. She lives in her own world. She's like, what is going on with you? What is going on?
God. So then we get a scene James going to see Vanderpump to try and get his job back, as usual. And she sips his Coke and is like, ooh, da-da-dum-dum-dum. Da-da-dum-dum-dum.
Oh, that was very good. Now here, I'm going to give it back to you with my spit all over your straw, now turned upside down so you can stir it in and enjoy it properly.
Vanderpumpian. So Raquel comes over and goes, would you like anything to drink? A rosé, perhaps? Oh, does the Pope have a balcony? She's like, what does that mean? Does the Pope have a balcony? No.
She goes, yes, he does. And Raquel's like, I'm so confused. Does everyone know the Pope drinks rosé on the balcony?
Okay, I'll give you another one. Is a frog's ass watertight?
Can I go to the bathroom?
You're excused. Tweety.
Is the sky blue? It's actually overcast today, so no, it's not.
So basically, James is like, I'm sober, Lisa, look at me. I bought silverware. I am sober. She's like, I'm so proud of you. You can DJ at Pump tonight, little man. And he's like, White Kanye's back, baby.
Back in business, and ain't it grand? Let the good times roll.
So then we go back to Jackson Brittany. And now they're at home. And he's like, God, what's the difference between 2 and 4 weeks? You're saying it's not a big deal if it happened to you 2 weeks ago, 4 years ago, or 4 weeks ago? What the hell, Brittany? And she's like, why are you getting mad about things that have nothing to do with you, Jax?
Put on these sunglasses and be a cool guy. There you go. Cool guy.
He's like, what? I'm not allowed to have a bad day? Oh, yeah. Okay, Jax.
Is the victim here. Oh.
You're pulling out the victim card before you're done being the villain. You're terrible at this.
Also, if you're having a bad day, why are you being so mean to other people? Like, it's like, that's nothing to do. You having a bad day has nothing to do with you being vicious to all these other people.
Yeah.
So she's like, you are allowed to have a bad day, but which is the exact opposite of our wedding, which was the best day ever. But you can't take it out on me, okay? You take it out on me a lot, and I don't deserve it.
She's like, why did it affect you so bad? And then he's like, that's the sound of his look. He just gives her this insane evil look. And by the way, totally rubbing his face, licking his lips, like totally jacked out of his mind. And he's like, so what does that change your mind? What does that change your mind about being with me or something? Just go then. She's like, God, no. I've stayed with you even after you fucked that 90-year-old lady or fucked Faith in front of that 90-year-old lady. like, come on.
Yeah, and he's like, you know, stuff just gets into your brain sometimes, and you can't help. Like, I have these super highs, and I have these super lows, and then my nose hurts. I don't know what it is.
He's like, God, I get triggered. Oh, my God. Really, Jax? He's like, yeah, and then, like, I smoke some weed, and I gain 20 pounds, and then I got to lose it by taking Adderall, and then it's all up and down, up and down. And she just looks at him like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, he goes, I can't win. I can't win, like the typical thing.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, by the way, during all this, it seems like he's building a fan on the countertop. Did you notice that there's like a fan and he's got a pole? I'm like, what are you doing in your kitchen island?
I don't know. So Brittany's like, well, it's just like, it's like leading up to the wedding. We didn't fight. And as soon as the wedding's over, I'm just not good enough. And he's like, listen, we're married now. Sometimes we're going to fight. All right. We're not the Beavers. And if you want that, I can give it to you. But we're going to have to move to Kentucky, the other place I was super charming. He's like, don't forget there were cameras there when you were in Kentucky. And you were a fucking monster then, too. Okay. Yeah. Location does not change your personality.
I also like Brittany when she was like, well, leading up to the wedding, we didn't fight not once, and now we're fine now that the wedding's over. It's almost like that wedding was a band-aid for fundamental problems in our relationship.
So she's crying, and she's like, I just don't want you to go back to your old ways. And he goes, what's my old ways? What's your old ways? Your whole season has been about how you don't have your old ways anymore.
Yeah. He never had new ways. Let's be honest. He never had new ways. His old ways are his current ways.
Yeah. She's like, yeah, your old ways are when you're mean to me. He's like, I'm never mean to you.
Yeah. And then he's like, why are you crying? Because I'm mean to other people. I'm like, because it reflects on her and it's embarrassing and mortifying. And it's also just like mean. And sometimes people cry when people are mean.
Yeah. And he just gives her like crazy rage coke eyes and we fade to black.
And she realizes what her future is. That's why she's crying.
Yeah. Idiot. Have fun. Terrible with mistakes. That.
Yeah. Seriously.
Oh, my God. Well, that brings us to the end of Vanderpumpian Rules. Ooh, Vanderpumpian. We will be back tomorrow with some Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. In the meantime, go sign up for Crappens On Demand so you can be there for our live show this Friday night. And we're going to do another recap this week on Crappens On
Summer
Demand
House.
Video.
Summer House.
Yeah, for the Summer House finale. So we'll be doing that. I don't think we're doing that live, but that'll be Friday. So go sign up, everybody. And thanks so much for being here. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. You're a cool guy.
Cool guy.
Hi, this is Russell Tovey.
And I'm Robert Diamant, and we're from the Talk Up podcast. And this is Staycast from Acast.
Which is telling you to stay home, please. Protect the NHS to save lives. And we are here to say, listen to Talk Art. It's a very good thing to be listening to in lockdown. But also, we would like to recommend another podcast. What is that one, Rob?
Stephen Fry's Seven Deadly Sins. And it's available on the Acast app or wherever you get your podcasts. So have a listen.
Staycast from Acast. Stay home, save lives. Thanks, everyone.
Talk Art. Yeah.